Every parent wants to see their child succeed in sport, to play well, improve, and enjoy the game. But there's one mistake that holds so many young athletes back: constant correction and criticism. When we focus on the mistakes, the things they can't control, we chip away at their confidence, their joy, and their love for the game. In today's episode, I'll share a better way to bring out the best in your kids and players. How to spot the bright moments instead of the flaws, what to focus on that actually drives improvement, and how to give validation, recognition, and certainty while building connection. Because high performance doesn't come from fear or frustration. It grows from encouragement, belief, and support. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. As some of you would be well aware, in community level football, when you are the champions of Division 1, so if you win the, not the grand final part, the first past the post, the home and away table, you go into the Champions of Champions, where you play in a knockout competition, the other champions from all the different associations in the state. And I was at one of these games recently. I think it was the quarterfinals. One of my besties is the team he coaches. He's a young fella. They're playing. They won through the first couple of rounds. Yeah, details escape me. But they are in this, like, getting towards the pointy end of the Champions of Champions, playing some fantastic football. Now, granted, I hadn't seen them play all year. I'd seen them play a few times. But I was hearing some of the other dads say just how well they were playing. And they were totally dominating. But one of the things I noticed is that there was just a small group of parents who were still complaining, still so critical. And you could see these young men reacting to it. These guys are only 14, I think. And you can see the impact. It's actually one of my real bugbears at community level football. One, because I've been that sports parent myself, and two, because I know the impact that it has on young footballers. And I also get it, because we want the best for our children, as these dads, they wanted the best as well. That's why I'm so passionate about sharing this information, because you can still be hyper competitive, help your child to be their absolute best, but in a way that's not based on fear, that's not going to have other issues. And most importantly, it actually builds a really deep connection with you and your child, which ultimately, as parents, we want them to be happy, healthy, and we want to have a great connection. So you can do all of that, but still be able to instill that high performance attitude so that they're really good. So the number one thing to not do as a sports parent is to continually correct, continually find fault, and continually react in a negative way to what they're doing. Because the best players in the world make mistakes. 2 months ago, if you look at the NRL, Reece Walsh, they were still saying he's rocks and diamonds. So in other words, he's doing some amazing things, but he's making all these mistakes. Even in the first Ashes test match on the last weekend, he had some mistakes. He threw a couple of bad passes. He still had an incredible game, but they made mistakes. So your kids are going to make mistakes. Young footballers, new coaching, they're going to make mistakes. It's just guaranteed. One thing's for sure, it doesn't feel good to be constantly corrected or berated or have negative feedback on the mistakes, because they're out of those young sports people's control. They're not doing it on purpose. And when I'm doing this talk to a group of coaches or to a community group of parents or to even like a high-performance group of parents, it's the same message. If I came to your workplace and stood on the sideline, and every time you got something slightly wrong, I would be yelling Oh, come on. Something like that. Something that has that, even if it's slightly encouraging, but has that negative undertone. And you've got bad body language and the tone of your words is clear of what you actually think. You're going to hate it. You probably get up and want to. Push me away, get me out of there, punch me in the face, whatever it is. Like, who does that? And yet, on you would have seen it countless times at weekend sport. This is what happens. So what's the alternative? Well, funnily enough, it's very similar to what you do. If you're looking for change management in a corporate environment, one of the key things is you look for bright spots. What's already working? How can you really fill up the people who you want to take through change, fill them up on all the good stuff that's happening? Really help them feel like they are still contributing in a really high value way. And it's the same on the football field. Find their bright spots. Continue to find those bright spots, particularly for when they are doing things that are in their control. Because if the data says that if we just encourage for skill and technical and in academics, if we continue to praise for intelligence, then what tends to happen to performance is it actually slowly erodes. Because again, it's like the child doesn't feel like they've got control. But if you're continually to praise, validate, give recognition, significance, certainty in how well they're doing, and also do it in a way that you're connected. It's a really encouraging way. You're smiling. You're into it. That's all that your child wants. And for every time I say this, there's always going to be someone going, "Yeah, but you know that. You know, how do you build that hard edge?" Well, that's actually the coach's job. And if your child wants that help, and they are really driven and they're wanting to have help in that area, well, then you can do that again through the areas that they can control. And it's okay to give instructions, not at the game, not on the drive home, but at another time when the emotions have dissipated and everyone's calm, and if your child's looking for advice, it's like, well, here's how you get that hard edge. You work harder than anyone else. You've got to be physical. You've got to be, in some sports, it's aggression. For other sports, it's more assertive. Whatever it is for the sport, that's those conversations. Again, they can control those things. They can be more aggressive. They can put in more effort. They can work harder than their opposition. So they're the areas that we need to give them that feedback. They're the areas that they want that feedback. They want to know they're doing a good job. So we've got to stay away from this criticism and correcting. There's a great little piece that John O'Sullivan, the Changing the Game Project author, he did when he was out in Australia, and he got someone up to do this little activity, and he just got all of us to yell encouragement to them. Well, this person got really distracted. And we're just yelling encouragement. That wasn't even like negative stuff, because there was so much noise and there's so much going on. Now, throw in some negative connotation, body language, tone, and having a few different people doing that, maybe a few of the parents, well, that's really going to have an impact. Now, I won't get into maybe why parents do that, because again, it's not their fault. They're doing the best they can with what they've been dealt. Often it's a product of receiving the same sort of education when they were younger, or sometimes the opposite. They didn't get any push at all, so they're like, man, I wish I'd had more someone there to push me along. So they're trying to push. Well, you can still push, but in a way that works, and that's by sticking to what they can control. Interestingly, it's the same way when you're trying to push yourself. Where are you actually in control? What are the things you can control? Are you berating yourself? Are you correcting yourself constantly for things that are out of your control, things that you are doing the best that you can? But in areas where maybe you're not putting in, the areas you can control, are you taking responsibility instead of blaming? Are you doing the work? Are you putting in enough effort? Do you have your discipline right? Preparation, sleep, nutrition, all the things we want our children to be as young athletes, are we doing these ourselves in our day-to-day and leading by example? Because they're going to take so much more of from what we do than what we say. So the number one thing to not do for your young sports person is that continual correcting. And what to do instead, find the bright spots and let them know how good a job that they are doing at the thing that they can control, that they are doing so well. Even if you're finding the littlest thing, because that's where snowballs, momentum builds, and they hear that voice that they're just wanting from their parents. They're just wanting to know that their parents are proud of them, that their parents are, regardless of how they're going, that their parents love them. And one of the ways we do that is just that, give that unconditional validation, recognition, significance, connection, certainty on the things they can control. If you know a coach or a parent, maybe even a young athlete that needs to hear this, please do share. And if you haven't already, make sure you go on and follow, subscribe, whatever it is on the platform you're looking at. And yeah, it's going to help me get in front of more of those guests that I've had on every week. I'm getting some high quality ones, and I want to take that to the next level. So the more you can share the message and let the algorithm know that people are watching, then the more I can get in front of. The downloads this month have doubled, and I'm so grateful and appreciative of all the new listeners. So thank you all for being here, and also thank you to the long-term listeners who have been here from day one, since episode one, all those months ago. I think it's up to 13 months ago now. So thank you all. I'll see you on the next one.
You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.